Going to bring in Braden Went right now, who spent the last season as interim head girls basketball coach at Beaver Dam High School and took the Golden Beavers all the way to the sectional final, losing eventually to state champion Pewaukee. And coach decided that you know, he had the interim tag on, but didn't want to continue on as the head coach full time. Coach Went, thanks for the time.
Yeah, just to comment on it. This was my choice. This was an interim job whole season, and the job was going to be reposted regardless of whether we won one game or 30 games. So, and if I wanted to do it again, I'd have to go through the application process, which, you know, for me, that's no problem. But given my responsibilities to my family at home, and we live in Hartford, which is about 40, 45 minutes away from Beaver Dam, couple that in with the travel time I have coming to this job, I kind of came to the realization that while I could make it work this year, I don't think I was going to be able to give the same full commitment next season. So I'm opting to not apply for the job and just let someone else take the reins.
Yeah, because coach, obviously, you know, being a teacher here as well, you leave early in the morning, you sit through practice and games, you're probably getting home, you know, late at midnight, your child's in bed, and you know, it's just one of those things that makes balancing family life and work life pretty difficult, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, as a teacher here, I have a whole curriculum to run. I teach, you know, six classes a day, and five of those classes are the exact same class. So if I give out assignments in that class, that's about 100 assignments I have to go to. If I have quizzes or exams, that's about 100 quizzes or exams I have to go through and grade on a timely basis. And then you couple that with basketball, you know, 2 hours of practice, and then, you know, sometimes you throw in film in there and that gets you to 3 hours. And then you have certain road trips that are far away. Like we went to Neenah and Reedsburg this year and didn't get back until closer to midnight both times. And then I still have a 40 to 45 minute drive home, and I'm not getting home until, you know, close to 1 and 2 AM some nights. And yeah, it was just a lot, and I knew it would be, but I kind of underestimated the toll that it would take on myself and my family. And I missed a lot of time with my wife. I missed a lot of time with my, you know, daughter, who's only a year and a half years old. So still a fun season, but just I don't think it's a commitment that I could give a full 100% to next year.
Coach, and you mentioned on the court, you obviously took over basically at the very right when practice was starting. And can you just talk about the commitment to the girls and how they bought in and you were able to have such a successful season when, you know, the transition happened so quickly?
Yeah, and it's never easy to be hired that late in the game, and it's never easy to be hired replacing someone that won over 400 games in his career. So I knew there'd be a little bit of an awkwardness in the first couple weeks. Like, they came into the season fully expecting Tim Chase to be their coach, and all of a sudden he wasn't, and then their former social studies teacher is there coaching them now. So there was some awkwardness to get through, but my goal the entire time was just to try and give them the best season I possibly could. I know they were a little antsy to get going. Maybe there was some trepidation about coming in with a new coach, but thankfully they bought into what I wanted to do offensively and defensively, and we ended up exceeding a lot of expectations this year. I know we didn't win conference for the first time in, you know, a long time, but we still came away with a regional championship, which they couldn't do the year before. And we ended up winning the game in the sectional round before eventually losing to Pewaukee. And through stuff I had heard, I know there was coaches and athletic directors out there that thought, given everything going on with the program, they're probably not getting the sectionals this year. So we were able to kind of prove those people wrong and accomplish a good amount of our goals. And regardless of what anyone might say, I think it was a pretty successful season when you're one game away from the state tournament.
Coach, where do you think Beaver Dam basketball is at right now? Obviously the job's going to get posted and they're going to be looking for a new coach. There's some groceries, you know, on the shelf and in the cart right now for the next season, isn't there?
Yeah. There's three players that, you know, saw time either as the first player off the bench or as starters that are coming back next year. Natea Donaldson was the only non-senior to be named first team all conference. So she's going to be arguably the best player in the entire Badger conference next year. That's returning. So for any new coach, that's going to be a great player to build around. And not to mention, she was also all state honorable mention this year as well. So she continues to get better, and especially given how young she is, that's a scary thought as to how good she's going to be once she's a senior. And then Emma Jalka, Shea Marie Ashley were, you know, our point guards, and they played a lot of good minutes for us this year. Very feisty players, always give 110%. So those are going to be two other players that, you know, after a good offseason of development, they're going to be in an even better position this next season to contribute to the team. So next coach that's coming in has got three very solid players to build around.
Coach, obviously, you know, life changes and things like that. Once a coach, always a coach. You feel like sometime down the road, maybe when you're, you know, your family life is a little more established, I guess you can say, and your kids are older, probably end up back on the bench as a head coach somewhere again in the future.
There's always going to be a passion to coach. Yeah. I don't know when or if year two is going to happen, but it's definitely not something I would rule out. I guess my only caveat would be it'd have to be within like 20, 25 minutes of where I live just to make that work, just because of how important my family life is. But yeah, it's certainly a possibility in the future.
Well, Coach, I appreciate all the cooperation you gave us here at ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV. You're always available, win or lose, to talk about your program. I know I'd bother you sometimes, say, Coach, need a quick preview for the game here in about 20 minutes. Can you help me out? And you always were gracious with Mike Tronson and Corey at the games as well. So appreciate so much, and appreciate what you gave to Beaver Dam basketball this last year. And I'm sure we'll be touching base somewhere down the line.
Yeah, for sure. And again, like a thank you to yourself, Mike and Corey. Those interviews were always very professionally done, and it made me feel comfortable. And yeah, I'll remember this season for the rest of my life, regardless of if and when I coach again. So just thank you for all your support, and thank you to Mike, and thank you to Corey.
Coach Wendt, thanks for the time, and good luck. Thanks.
Yep. Thank you, Wade.